Rome, over 60 years ago, the United States dropped two nuclear weapons on Japan, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Saying, this is not happening, we are not letting this happen. We're not asking nicely. We're actually, this is, it's too important to ask nicely. We actually have to stop this.
Have you seen the effect of depleted uranium munitions upon the babies? Have you seen it? Have you seen the horror? No detritus, downright.
2 minutes past seven here in Scotland outside the Trident missile base on a chilly Sunday morning on, of all days, April the 1st, April Fool's Day. We're driving past Fast Lane nuclear base. We see the whole of the front of the base screened off. Two lock-ons right in the middle of the main road, and lots of waving and shouting going on beside it. Looks like there's been a very successful attempt to shut down the Trident nuclear base here in Scotland from the Nottingham Robin Hood tribe, coming here to bring the message that they should stop robbing the taxpayers in England and Scotland for building more weapons to run off their crusades in the Middle East.
Could I ask why Faslane is such an important target?
Faslane is... all British nuclear weapons now are based on Trident submarines. And there's four Trident submarines. There's one out on patrol somewhere under the sea, in somewhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a year, waiting, ready to fire nuclear weapons. All those submarines are based at Faslane. It's also the largest military base in Scotland. There's like 6,000 people working there or something. So it's a big place. But basically, it's where the nuclear weapons live. It's where they're deployed from, anyway.
Nuclear weapons are the ultimate weapon of mass destruction. Only a very small number of countries in the world have nuclear weapons. They are the countries which are likely to invade other countries, like America, the UK, France. The nuclear weapons are just the cherry on the top of their massive arsenal. And so if we're trying to say that the nuclear weapons are about peace, then the wrong countries have got their hands on them. The nuclear weapons which are held at Faslane nuclear submarine base contain enough explosives or enough impact to kill the UK population seven times over. They're not discerning. There's no chance of if a nuclear bomb goes off, there's no just taking out the military bases. It'll take out all life in a vast area and leave an area sort of scarred with radioactivity and for many years. The waste that comes out of making nuclear weapons, we don't know what to do with, and it's highly radioactive. It's going to be there for thousands of years. I think it's something like the half-life of uranium is enormous. Like, it's basically, it's going to stay radioactive and extremely harmful to life for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, essentially forever. The lifespan of the current Trident is coming to an end, and the government, against the agreements made in the UN's non-nuclear proliferation treaty, is going to replace Trident and probably expand it. We have a chance to stop it happening. I think as of moral humans, as moral people, we have to go and try to do what we can to show our disapproval and to actually try and disrupt their activities as much as possible. And I first heard of the Faslane 365 in September, and I thought it was an incredibly ambitious plan, like to try and blockade the nuclear submarine base for 365 days. But I thought it's so crazy it might just work, and felt that, like, yeah, this is the sort of response that we need to nuclear weapons. You know, it isn't just about doing one demo and going home. It's about being there every day and saying, no, we don't want them. And so, yeah, I wanted to be part of Nottingham going up there and doing its bit.
Who are you trying to target? Who are you going to kill? Who are you deterring? Tell us if you will. Does it make you feel like Tars? And do you get a manly thrill? While we poor bloody suckers are picking up the bill. Trident, Trident, money down the drain. It can kill all living creatures and then kill them all again. It's time we got together and it's time we made a fuss so that we can bury Trident before it buries us.
We arrived in Scotland on Friday. It took us a long time to get up there. Saturday we spent the day, we did a small march. We went to Faslane, we marched around the base, and we basically looked at the lay of the land and then went back and hatched our plans. It was quite daunting, you know, we expected there to be lots of police. We had to get up and be at the base very early. We wanted to blockade the base while the shift change was happening, so for maximum effect, to stop people getting in and out and trying to disrupt it as much as possible. So we were meetings, like until sort of 12 o'clock at night. We were meeting, trying to work out plans, practicing, doing run throughs, like training ourselves and each other to be ready and up for what we were about to do.
The next morning, after all that, the first crew of people were up at 4 a.m. The plaster team, whose job it was to get groups of three people each joined together on the forearm with plaster. By 5:30, everybody was loaded into the three coordinated vans, all on their way to be ready for the 7 o'clock protest. Minutes before arriving at the designated place, there was a disaster with a tyre bursting on the van, but nevertheless everyone just jumped to it, did what needed to be done, jumped out of one van, put people into another van, moved the equipment around, and within 60 seconds they were on their way again, those that needed to be on their way again, whilst the others stayed behind to sort out transport problems. And when the rest of the people arrived, maybe 5-10 minutes later, there was the blockade in place and police running around looking rather silly.
I can definitely say that as well. The police were just totally weren't expecting us to come on and weren't aware of what we were doing and, you know, what was happening, and they were just fumbling around it took us probably about 15 seconds, something like 20 seconds to if everyone was locked on, and so yeah, it was just absolutely amazing and so successful sort of thing, and looking forward to going again, I think, so.
The nuclear powers have been saying for the last 50 years, well, we have them, nobody else needs them, we'll deny anybody else the opportunity to have them, and this is just a stopgap whilst we try and build a bit of peace in the world. And then when they have the opportunity to live up to their promises and slowly dismantle, what do? They spend maybe £70 billion on building a whole new set of nuclear weapons, which is just a total kick in the face for the other 95% of the nations in the world that have held off from having nuclear weapons. Any argument the government has for us having them must equally apply to any other nation state. So rather than investing that money in peace building and causing a little less conflict in the world, what do? They blow it on just an immoral and inane system which just has no place in the world. So that's one reason for giving up a little bit of time to maybe save millions, billions of lives in the future. But maybe more importantly was the effect had on ourselves in team building, in working together as a group, in getting people who'd never been involved in this sort of protest before, and for them to see that that with everything from you know, anarchist punks through to Quaker pacifist grannies, that everyone was there with a huge diversity of aims and ambitions and outlook on life, but they all managed to put their differences aside, work together, learn about decision making by consensus rather than by diktat from above, and just put forward a different way of working and organizing, which in itself is an example to the nations that if everybody was to learn from that process, then we wouldn't have the conflict that would lead to nuclear weapons in the first place.
I believe that everybody should be a moral person. Everybody should take responsibility for what is happening in their name. Like, these nuclear weapons are really what supports our rich and affluent lifestyle in the West. Like, it isn't that they haven't got anything to do with us. It isn't just that it's our rulers, our government that has these weapons. Like, our entire lifestyle is based on the fact that we have the might to rule over other nations, both in trade and militarily. So it's incredibly important that people resist what is being done in their name, resist and actually try and change the world, actually try and make the world a better place. And there is no better time than now. And no, you know, it's up to everybody. And if you're not going to do it, who else is?
If you go to our website, which is fuzzlane365.org, there's a list on there of the groups that are currently mobilising. And if there isn't a group in your area, either your geographical area or your area of interest, and you think there should be, then get in touch and we can help with that. We, you know, a lot of those groups were one or two started by one or two people arranging a meeting, getting a few folk along. We went down to talk to them. We've got a wee video we can show, and it kind of snowballed from there. And we are definitely still recruiting for more groups, so do get in touch.